This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Every year, the American Library Association awards the Caldecott Medal to the most distinguished picture book for children that's published in the U.S. And today the winner was announced, and he is a past medalist, Chris Roschka. His book is called A Ball for Daisy. Roschka also won in 2006 for The Hello, Goodbye Window. And he was a Caldecott honoree or finalist in 1994 for the book Yo, Yes? Chris Roschka, did I get the inflection right on that?
That's perfect. That's exactly right.
Chris Roschka joins us from New York, and congratulations on the medal for A Ball
Thank
for
you
Daisy.
So much.
I would ask you for a reading of the book, but alas, it has no words.
It's my first wordless picture book. Certainly a challenge, and it went through many, many variations.
With the proper spoiler alert, why don't you roughly tell us the story of A Ball for Daisy?
Well, it's about a little dog named Daisy who has a big red ball that she loves very much. And her owner, a little girl, takes her to the park and they play until this beloved ball is in a wrestling match with another dog, is popped and comes to an end of its existence. And Daisy is distraught. And where we go from there was what I set myself as a task.
It's the old dog has ball, dog loses ball.
Exactly.
A dog laments and
That's eventually right.
Well, if you're not listening, all 3 to 7 year olds gets another ball is what
That's
happens
right.
in the story.
That's right.
And this story, how did you decide to do this?
Well, it does come from a real experience, but in this case it was not a dog named Daisy, it was my son named Ingo, whose beloved ball was actually destroyed by a dog. When he was 4, this happened, and it was such a devastation for him. It was kind of almost the first time he experienced something he loved ending and that he couldn't get that back.
Now, in years past, you have drawn, or I guess painted is more appropriate, children's books about some unusual subjects. Charlie Parker Played Bebop is one of your books. Mysterious Thelonious is another one. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, Arlene Sardine, the story of a fish who dreamt of becoming someone's breakfast.
Yes.
How do you settle on these subjects?
Well, anything that creates a strong emotion in me, whether it's music, loss of something, loneliness or friendship, if that emotion is heightened in some way and painted to fit in between the covers of 32 pages, that can become a picture book.
So here's the question that I have for you, having looked at A Ball for Daisy, in which we see many pictures of Daisy the little dog. My question is, how do you as an artist manage to draw a character so many times, doing many different things, seen from different angles, so that she's always perfectly recognizable? Is there a wastebasket full of bad drawings of Daisy that don't make it in?
You can't imagine how big that wastebasket is. It is, in fact, sometimes I worry about the amount of paper I waste. And
you can do a story about a tree that wants to be somebody's book.
Very sadly, I'm afraid I can. But well, for me, finding that is the real challenge, and especially because I like to be fairly gestural, that is not repaired, kind of immediate. So it either works or it doesn't work, and that's the fine line to find, literally.
Chris Roschka, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Chris Roschka, winner of the Caldecott Medal. His book is called A Ball for Daisy.